Banff Mayor Karen Sorensen joining me on the program. How are you doing this morning?
I'm very well. How are you, Rob?
Good. Busy day at Banff Council on Monday, accepting the Recreation Grounds Master Plan as a guiding document. This seems to encompass a pretty big change to the rec grounds with a lot of community input here.
Absolutely. And again, you know, you've heard Banff Council talk a lot about a number of master plans over the last year, but they are all coming to fruition. It has 60 recommendations coming out of it. Those that we decide to pursue will come back to Council at budget time. So just because the action is in there, it doesn't mean it's necessarily going to occur. However, this is a guiding document that administration will certainly use to move forward.
Can you speak a little bit to the community feedback that was part of making this document happen?
Yeah, there was a lot of public engagement, both online and face-to-face, and we certainly worked with stakeholder groups specifically. And I think what administration was able to do also was really look at all the feedback. And there's quite a challenge to create a balanced approach to this. We have a lot of recreation in our community, but we have limited land space. And so trying to create a plan that everyone's needs is challenging, and you know, everybody needs to be aware that there's lots of groups out there who want to have recreation areas.
Can you talk about some of the items that are in the document that may end up being in the rec grounds?
Yeah, it's really exciting. We're looking at a new adventure playground, a fenced-off, off-leash dog park area, multi-purpose building. We need to look at replacing our irrigation, and we need to look at improving the fields, possible lighting for ball diamonds, extended picnic facilities. One of the things that a number of people, particularly the rugby players, have been looking for is us to remove the running track, which is fondly referred to as the Black Death. Because if you're a rugby player and you fall on that, it hurts. We had quite a group of skateboarders actually at the meeting. They're very enthused about the opportunity to put a permanent skateboard park in. And we also had a presentation from the Banff Canmore Speed Skating Club to ask about the possibility of a speed skating oval in the future.
Another item that was on the agenda had to do with a couple of grants you're going to be looking at for a couple of big projects. Can you talk about those?
Provincial and a federal program called the Small Communities Grant. We've discussed a modular waste and recycling center. And the concept of that is to elevate what would be now our drop-off yard out at the recycling area and put a module storage underneath it. We're also going to explore bioenergy for that facility, and that could heat all the buildings at the operations compound. So, for example, the current budget on that is $1.2 million, and we could receive a maximum grant of $800,000 from both the provincial and the federal government. We're going to submit a second application as well, and that's for the modernization of our wastewater treatment plant. Big project. It's already budgeted over many years. It's an $8.1 million project, but if we were successful in this grant, we could receive as much as $5.4 million for that project.
Spring is already here. Summer just around the corner. That means probably another busy season on Banff's roads. I understand you have a new tool to help people plan out their journeys and maybe see what the roadways in Banff look like.
We are looking at traffic webcams this summer. You can see them on banffmaps.ca/trafficcams. And the cameras show traffic conditions on our busiest roads, Buffalo and Banff Avenue, which for the listeners is the CIBC corner, and also on Spray and Mountain Avenue, which of course is up towards the Banff Springs Hotel and the Gondola. And our hope is that this summer residents, and in particular those who live on the south side of the bridge, can check the website for traffic volume conditions prior to heading out. And we'll also be communicating in real time to our stakeholders via email and to the public via Twitter. And while we can't make the roads any bigger, there's a belief that by improving communication on what is happening, we can perhaps encourage additional cars to not get on the busiest routes on the busiest days.
Banff.ca is also where you can find all the details on the Recreation Grounds Master Plan and the final layout. Banff Mayor Karen Sorensen, thanks for joining me on the show today.
Thanks, Rob. You have a good day.